Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 93 of the Need to Nerd podcast. I'm your host, Heezy, and I'm joined by my co-host, a man who is out of his depth in this topic with me, Patty B, MDG.
I may be out of my depth, but at least I have a lightsaber.
I literally just had a lightsaber battle on Tuesday. I actually have the darksaber right here, but I'm not going to grab it.
Oh, okay. That's rad.
Yeah.
How's everyone doing? What's up?
What's up? We're talking Star Wars video games!
We are.
One of our classic Our Need to Nerd, where we dive deep into a topic. It is Our Need to Nerd about a thing that we love. And what does Spencer love more than Star Wars video games? His wife and kids. That's about it. That's like the whole list. Star Wars video games is something that is extremely personal to me. It actually might be like a hindrance in my video game life, as I would rather just play a Star Wars video game than any other video game. And it's become a problem for me. I think we'll see that as we get into the topic. But if you want to talk about Star Wars video games, head on over to our Discord. That is the Heezy Game Media Discord. The link is in the show notes. We can talk about Star Wars video games. I think people are going to be talking about Dr. Stone anime as we watch it this season. Patty B is catching up on My Hero. There's always something going on in there. People have been asking about Marvel Snap. I'm not a Marvel Snap player, Patty B, but I know a lot of people really love the game. They want more people to talk about in there with it. With that being said, though, let's talk about our first Star Wars gaming memory. Star Wars gaming is really important to me, and I want to talk about specifically a few things. Because my first Star Wars game memory, I think, is Shadows of the Empire. But I was really young. That game is really hard, and it's not like the best memory. Like, mostly just that first, second, and third level are kind of what I remember from it. I actually have Shadows of the Empire, I think, in my 64 behind me right now, as kind of like one of those games that I bought for, I think I bought it for like $7 at Game Grid Lehigh when they sold video games. As I was like, oh my gosh, I don't own this. I still own a 64. So it's kind of one of those just like classic ones. But like my biggest memories as I got more into video games are definitely Rogue Squadron for the 64 and Star Wars Pod Racer for the 64. If I'm being completely honest, it is entirely possible that Pod Racer was the first game I ever 100%ed in my whole life. I don't know that I did it consciously or on purpose, but that is kind of how much I kind of played that game. The 64 was like the first console that I took really, played all the games that we had a ton on. And Star Wars Rogue Squadron and Star Wars Pod Racer were just like two of the games that I really got to enjoy in that vein.
Awesome. Yeah, I played a bit of Pod Racer too. That was a really...
That game's like $7 on the Switch, by the way.
Oh, wow. That might be something to look into again. So I would have to do that. My early Star Wars gaming experience, I didn't have a lot of games as a kid, like growing up. We kind of came in for Star Wars with me. It was actually, I found it on eBay. This thing is pretty wild.
Yo, we're going to talk about this game later. I'm so excited. This game's so good. Go, go, go.
So it's a Tiger Games game where you like plugged it into your TV.
Oh, this is not the game I thought you were
going to say. Not the game. No. It had like a physical lightsaber that you had and you like were a Jedi with the training pod. This one's called lightsaber battle game. Okay.
So it's just like a lightsaber that connects to a TV?
Yeah, like you literally like plugged in yellow red into the TV and it had like a little, it's like one of the earliest where's share? I'm on eBay right now.
How much is it?
It's like $60.
That seems low. For a collector's item like that?
Yeah. Alright.
I don't know, here's, man. My Star Wars game collection is, like, super big. And I'm always tempted to, like, try and complete my Star Wars game collection. So, that's awesome.
That's something.
I gotta ask, you know, as you're sending me this, you know, one of the things that you put in here is Battlefront.
Yes.
So, is this, like, Battlefront PlayStation, Battlefront Xbox? Like, how did you first consume Battlefront, and, like, what are your memories of it?
Sure. So, that is the game I played the most of. I kind of mentioned a little bit before. I don't know where this is going to end up in the editing, but my first memories of Star Wars was with this lightsaber battle game with Tiger. But the game that I really played the most of, because my experience previous to Battlefront was going over to friends' houses to play games. Just because in my family, we just didn't have video games for a lot of it. When I was in high school, you know, middle school to high school was when we got an Xbox. And that's where I played the most of my games, and it was Star Wars Battlefront 2. I just played the crap out of it. Just completed it every time. Like, I still have it now on my Xbox.
Oh, dude, I also have it on my both of my Xboxes have that game on it. Like, it's the OG Battlefront 2.
Yeah,
this is kind of for me in the games where, like, I think I have this listed in. Oh man, I'm so glad you said this because we're gonna talk about this. Hold on. Did I not put Battlefront on here? Oh, I did. What game would you replay for the first time is what I put it on.
Gotcha.
And we can get into that. But, like, Battlefront 2 had this thing where the, you know, Xbox Live was new. So, like, if you got Xbox Live, you got to play Xbox Live with people. It had one of the best split-screen multiplayers outside of, like, Halo for the original Xbox.
Yeah, that was huge for my family because it was just me and my sister.
Yeah.
Right, so...
It had vehicles. It had, oh man, Battlefront 2. That's a good one to be one of your first Star Wars memories. Go ahead.
But it was also so Battlefront is my I think that's actually more in the most memorable Star Wars games. My first memories was that like plug and play lightsaber game, as well as just Star Wars The Clone Wars at friends' houses. That one, I do want to mention, is more early. I think it came before Star Wars Battlefront 2, made by the same studio. But that one's like an all-vehicle game.
Dude, that game was crazy. For those who don't know, it came with Sega GT Racing, which is also a banger of a game. If you go to a retro game store and you can buy the combo, it is actually a really good combo. And what was really cool about Battlefront, or about Star Wars Clone Wars, is there was both a level and a mode where you just got to battle as Jedi against, like, an onslaught of armor, like the a waves. Zombie game, like the Waves game. And then there was also an insane story that took place before even the cartoon version of the Clone Wars came out that went through the Clone Wars for you.
Yeah, 100%. And, and I think Battlefront 2 took some of the best, like, vehicle stuff from the Clone Wars and was able to implement that in that game, which also made, you know, Star Wars Battlefront 2 probably, like, the most memorable Star Wars game for me.
Well, you've already taken one of my most memorable, so we'll go into that now, which is the Clone Wars. I played this game in ad nauseum, Patty B. I devoured this. It was before the cartoon came out, and, like, the movie had come out, and it was the game that came out with the movie. I also was a car racing game guy, so the fact that it came with Sega GT Racing was, like, insane for me. Especially the drag races in that game were insane. So, like, it was you know what, it might also have come with Jet Set Radio Future 2. It might have been an insane package deal. It might have also come with Fusion Frenzy. The whole thing might have been like a whole reason to buy an Xbox. But no, this game was insane. Like, it really... The all-vehicle nature of it was not exactly what you wanted, especially because they gave you that level where you got to fight as a Jedi and made you wish that, like, they had put more time into that to, like, do that type of stuff. 100%. But honestly, like, overall, the game was just something that me and my brothers played a ton of together, whether it was, you know, the waves or whether it was the story. Is a really fun one to try and beat, and we got really good at it. The other one, I feel like this podcast, we've already done a whole episode on it with Corey from Nerd On, but KOTOR 1 and 2, specifically KOTOR 2 for me, was the... You know, when I played KOTOR 1, it was like, oh, this is a different... level of story in a video game. Like, I just played a story. And there are only so many video games that I feel like get a tout being a story game that also happens to be, like, one of the best video games ever made. You know, and just funnily enough, some of them are still made by the same people, like, or even written by the same people, like the Mass Effect series. I think Red Dead 2 falls into that category. But KOTOR 2... was so memorable for kind of a different reason, where it was released incomplete. And I was so mad that I didn't know if I loved it or hated it. But if you haven't played KOTOR 2, you have this whole side story that isn't in the game. There are multiple missing planets. And what ends up happening is, because there are multiple missing planets, a lot of dialogue becomes the story. And the dialogue is really good, but normally that dialogue happens naturally as you bring different characters throughout the worlds to try and complete quests and stuff, and it happens naturally. And I just remember being like, how is this my favorite video game ever made, and the story is trapped on a ship before I leave the ship? Because one of the things is that the dialogue in the story is so good that you don't want to leave the ship to end the game, because you all this stuff you still need to talk to all your crewmates about. And you do it because you have to. But yeah, it's one of my most memorable experiences. The mechanics are just strictly better than KOTOR 1. The story is just as good as KOTOR 1. And it is a continuation of that story. But it is a complete banger of a game. But I just remember being like, why did I go through all of that and not have a conclusion to a specific storyline? If you played the game, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't played the game, it just came out on Switch 2. So, like, you can play 1 and 2 on Switch now. And that is probably one of the best ways to play it. And I don't want to spoil it for people. But it was both a disappointment and still in my top 3 favorite video games of all time.
Interesting. So how... does that happen often? As far as being, like...
it is the only video game I could ever think of that was released where it is missing multiple planets and they just jammed it into a single location.
That's wild.
The thing is that it is so good, Patty. Like, it's so good.
Okay.
It's wild.
Well, it sounds like I'm going to have to get the Switch thing figured out,
you know. But honestly, if I could replay KOTOR for the first time, I would. But like, for me, those are my most memorable. You talked about Battlefront during the pandemic. I also did this, so I'm interested. Did you re-download it and just go ham? I gotta ask, was it Galactic Conquest? Did you just do Galactic Conquest a bunch?
That is my go-to. I'll do that or the heroes versus villains a bunch. And I played through the story a couple times too. Like the rise of the Empire, from the like clone troopers perspective it's a cool look into like that side of things.
I think that this game has an underrated story. What's so funny is, Battlefront 2 for the Xbox One, was supposed to fix a lot of problems people had with Battlefront for the original Xbox by DICE. And its story has a book along with it. And that is actually one of my favorite Star Wars books.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the novel that comes along with it, oh my gosh. It might be called Battlefront 2, but it is the prequel to the video game story. And it's real good.
Gotcha.
So it's funny because, like, Battlefront 2 came out right before the pandemic. I still haven't beaten that game, but I knew when you put
Battlefront... Oh, you're talking about the EA version.
No. The DICE version.
Oh. Mm, okay.
Well, oh, no. The EA and DICE. The both of them.
Yeah.
So all of them are made by EA, for what it's worth.
Yeah, but I was talking about the...
You were talking about the new one.
The new one, yeah.
Yeah.
The one... No, that's the name of the... I said Pandemic, but that's the name of the gaming company that made it original Xbox.
Oh, is it? It's not made by EA?
Huh, no. And that's why another reason why it was, like, actually, you know...
All right, let's talk about this really quick. I actually thought all four of them were made by EA.
Mm-mm.
Are the first two newer ones. Are the first two made by different companies?
Yeah, Battlefront 1 and 2 that came out in the early 2000s were made by the same company, different company.
Oh, they were made by Pandemic. Okay.
Yeah, and then the remakes of them.
I thought you were saying during the pandemic you played the original Battlefront 2, which I also did.
No, nope. I put that in the show notes as Pandemic because, like, to clarify the version, because there is two versions of Battlefront 2. But I also did play, I have played a fair amount of the new Battlefront 2. And there is just so much in that game. It's hard to complete. I do like the story, though, in that one as well.
You should read the book. It is, the book makes the game better. Especially, okay. Like, where the game starts on Endor. Like, you will immediately be like, oh my gosh. So. I gotta ask, you know, going on from Battlefront 2, the original, because we talked about it in ad nauseam. No, just kidding. We're going to talk about it again. Apparently, it's, like, one of our favorite Star Wars games. If you could replay a Star Wars game for the very first time, what would you play? My first answer is the OG Battlefront 2. And there's a lot of reasons. One, I can't think of a game that has the story, the multiplayer, the live action, the game modes, from ship-to-ship combat to split-screen to Xbox Live to the story. Like, the whole encapsulation of Battlefront 2 is... It's so sad how far Star Wars games fell from this. Because this had a good story without even being a story game. And, you know, the way that we're going to tout Fallen Order here in a little bit is going to be about how returning to that level of gameplay and things. The other one that I would say that I would play for the first time, because I really did think that it deserved this level of recognition... The other game that I really think did a really similar thing where it had Xbox Live, it had everything that I just said, was Star Wars Republic Commando. Also, recently released on the Switch. Just saying, if you love Star Wars games, you want to play all these classics, just look on the Switch. They're probably there for like $15. They're not expensive. This game has... one of the very best stories ever in a Star Wars game, while being like a true first-person shooter, whereas like I feel like the original Battlefronts were like third-person shooters in a lot of ways. Like I prefer to play them that way. This game is like you're playing Halo, but you're in Star Wars. It's got like a little bit of a horror theme because you're on Geonosis. Really, really good. And if I could replay that game for the first time, I've tried to replay it twice since then, and like I've gotten pretty far, but like the first time, like I was cooked on the story. It is, you're following a group of commandos, it's called the Republic Commando, I want to say it's either right during or after the Battle of Geonosis, and you follow them through their adventure. It might even be up to the point of Order 66. It's like, it's pretty good. What about you? This says replay for the first time, and you put a game that you haven't played.
I think it's because I haven't played a ton of Star Wars games, right? And so I said things that we're like, we would like to play for the first time. I took that and was just like, I am excited to come to your house literally today when I go pick up that stuff for my karaoke show, to get your copy of Jedi Fallen Order and play it.
Yeah,
everything that you've talked about this game has me just like super excited to play and try out an experience.
Well, I want to give people a look into Fallen Order, but I don't want to spoil the game for you. So we're gonna dive into this really quick. Where Fallen Order is a return to storytelling in Star Wars with really engaging gameplay. A lot of people to like the Inquisitors and their presence as far as the rounding up of these Jedi Knights becomes. It's really good. It is the best Star Wars game since KOTOR, and also the fact that it has mechanics and a combat system that harkens to like other really great games like won Game of the Year. What is the name of the game? What just won Game of the Year last year?
Was it the Squadrons?
No. No.
Or is it non-Star Wars game?
Yeah. Elden Ring. The fact that it harkens to a combat system similar to like Elden Ring and stuff like that. It has an easy mode. You can make your game a lot easier, but like it can also be the hardest Star Wars game in history for you. And what's really interesting is like as you play it, it's really immersive in how the controls work. So I'm also excited for you to play this game for the first time. Let's talk about classic Star Wars games before we wrap up. I think we are missing one that I will mention at the end. But first, I want to shout out LEGO Star Wars. If you didn't play the complete trilogy of the original LEGO Star Wars, it's fantastic. I haven't been able to finish the new LEGO Star Wars. It was something that I was really excited for about last year, but just due to like getting laid off and like mental health stuff, like just didn't get as into it as I probably should. I should probably play the whole thing on Twitch or whatever, or make a video or just do it with my family. LEGO Star Wars is just one of those games that everybody can enjoy. It is really easy to enjoy with your family. I've beaten it with my wife. We've beaten it with our son. A really good one. And then Force Unleashed 2. Not Force Unleashed 1, even though I think Force Unleashed 1 has the better story. Is one of the most fun Star Wars experiences that I had as like a classic Star Wars game that came out for like the Wii or the Xbox 360. That just immersed me into Star Wars and like gave me a new definition of what a Star Wars game could be. Is it's more of like a hack and slash Star Wars game, and it's really different. And then the one that we didn't mention that I just think has to be mentioned is Star Wars Jedi Outcast, Jedi Outcast 2, all of those games. I think Jedi Outcast 2 and Jedi whatever it's called are both on Switch as a bundle. They are both fantastic. They are both worth it. Just two amazing games that really dive deep into the Star Wars lore before the sequels came out, if you're into Star Wars legendary and legacy content. But funnily enough, I might have played your game more than all of the games I just mentioned except for LEGO Star Wars. What is your game?
My classic Star Wars game? So it was actually the one that came out with episode 3. It's the episode 3 movie game. That one was pretty great, and I had a bunch of fun. And still played Battlefront 2 more than this game, but episode 3 game was also very, very good.
Dude, this game is so good. So first of all, it has the deleted scenes as part of the original story as you play through the original story.
Right.
Which by itself is cool. Like I didn't even know that they were deleted scenes because the game came out with the movie. It's an alternate ending where Anakin doesn't die to Obi-Wan, which is sweet. Did you not know this?
It's been a while. I've forgotten.
And then it has the sickest lightsaber PvP mode ever for a video game where you just battle lightsaber combat, player versus player, like a fighting game, and it's so good.
Yeah, that was pretty. That was awesome too. It informed my love of like Mortal Kombat and you know, stuff like Smash.
All right. With that being said, most recent Star Wars memories. I'll go first. The first game that I got with my Xbox, I think it was my Xbox One, was Battlefront. And, you know, while that game has a lot of its flaws, getting in the Falcon and flying for the first time in that game felt really cool. I will never forget flying the Falcon, flying Slave One, flying those epic ships for the first time in that air-to-air combat version of that game. My next one is Star Wars Squadrons. No game has felt like a real-life X-Wing or TIE Fighter simulator as much as that game. That game, I think, is on Xbox or Xbox Game Pass.
The Game Pass?
Yeah. And definitely worth. And then it's Fallen Order. Obviously, at the time of recording this, I'm quite sure that Jedi Survivor is out at the time this will be released. I plan on buying that and not talking to anybody about it and just playing an inappropriate amount as soon as I have contacts again and can see. But yeah, Fallen Order was the end of the game made me cry. And it was one of those games that I was so frustrated with because I had never played like Elden Ring or Dark Souls, and I was like, this is so frustrating. Like, I just want to enjoy this story, and I couldn't get into the combat, but I realized, like, as I've played it more and more, that the combat makes it super fun. It was a breath of fresh air for Star Wars, and honestly something I think that needed to revive Star Wars games. So, what about you?
Sure. So my most recent memories with Star Wars games, some friends of mine had VR, and there was a game that came out in 2019. It's called Vader Immortal, where like it's kind of like my original like Star Wars experience, right, of plugging something into the TV and lightsabering around, but you actually have good cameras now and you know everything that makes up VR. So that's super fun to like actually dive in and jump into Jedi.
Did you ever play Pod Racer like at like the movie theater or like where they had the actual Pod Racer?
No.
Oh, that was a sick experience.
Like you got to play the pod racing game in a movie theater?
No, so like the movie theaters used to have the pod
the arcade off to the side.
Yeah. You would get in the pod racer at the arcade.
That's sweet. I need to find one of those.
Oh, I'm sure they're like
when I'm ready for when we make millions and millions.
Yeah, I'm sure there's so much.
We'll put it in our mansion. But the other just more recent video game is those Lego Star Wars games, right? I've got a 13 or 14 year old little brother-in-law, and I've played the most of those games with him. So
that's dope.
Most recently.
That's dope. Let us know what your biggest Star Wars game is. Like, what got you into Star Wars gaming? Also, can I just say, like, how crazy it is how many games we got to talk about that we enjoyed and loved? Like, how many franchises have this many good video games?
Zero other, right? I don't think anyone holds a candle to the Star Wars games. It's kind of, the games are one of the best parts of Star Wars. I was looking up too, like, to kind of refresh my memory of just everything that they've done. Like, you know, they've been making games since the 80s, and there are so many. Like, I was baffled when I looked at the actual, like, list of all of them. It's wild.
That is going to do it. Let us know your favorite game. Patty B, what is the poll this week?
Well, since we're talking about Star Wars games, we got to ask folks what their favorite Star Wars games is. Right? So is it Battlefront 2? Is it KOTOR? Is it Jedi Fallen Order? Or other? You can comment below.
I'm going to give an early prediction that KOTOR will win this poll by a landslide.
Maybe. We'll see.
I have no doubt. Actually, no doubt. Anyway, thank you everybody so much for looking. You can find me at Spencer13H. You can find Patty at PattyBMG. You can find the pod and Need to Nerd Pod on Twitter. You can also follow us on the TikTok at Heezy Media. Thank you everybody so much for listening. We'll see you guys on the next time with another episode of the Need to Nerd Podcast.